Let me speak to a former Lord Mayor, Brian Kingston of the DUP. Brian Kingston, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jolene Bunting, independent unionist stroke loyalist councillor, has given her friend a tour of Belfast City Hall. And it's not any old friend, it is a person who is facing court proceedings. This is a little clip of the video where the presentation is made.
Thank you for joining me. This is a quick video update from City Hall in Belfast.
Okay, I'm not going to bring you any more of the video because there is a court case pending, but the voice belongs to Jada Franson, who is very much associated with the far right group Britain First. Brian Kingston, when you saw this online, basically, what did you think?
Well, I was astonished that Councillor Bunting thought it was appropriate to allow a party political video to be recorded in the council chamber, which she did secretly and then posted online. The context for this is that there are free tours of City Hall at least three times a day. Members of the public are welcome to take part in those, where you're shown around the function rooms and the council chamber and so on. But councillors have privileged access throughout City Hall, and we can show people around if we choose in our own time. And sometimes people want to try on one of the councillor's robe or get a photograph in the Lord Mayor's chair. And all of that is allowed. But there's every difference between that and actually creating a party political broadcast, a video, wearing a councillor's robe, sitting in the Lord Mayor's chair, and using that for political purposes, as well as referring to an ongoing court case, which we're not going to discuss, but this individual is facing a court proceedings both here in Northern Ireland and in England in relation to hate speech, which are very serious charges. So Councillor Jolene Bunting has abused the privilege that she has as a member of council, which allows her to have that access. A report now has been done. I've spoken to the council chief executive, who's confirmed that a large number of complaints have been received from members of council, and a report on what has occurred will be prepared, and then we'll take it from there in terms of what the consequences are.
Jolene Bunting, not available to come on the programme this morning, says she's extremely busy this morning. She was actually a guest on this programme just a few mornings ago, and the reaction to her is interesting, to say the least. I have to be honest, most people who contacted us after Jolene appeared on this programme rejected what she was saying. But she seems to be quite a skilled person when it comes to publicity, and the oxygen of publicity is vital to people like Ms. Franson. So this is to both of their benefits that we're talking about it this morning.
Well, I'm aware of that, Frank, that this was an attention-seeking, a publicity-seeking stunt, and they may be satisfied that they're being talked about and they're getting media space, but they've also shown great disrespect to the people of Belfast, shown great disrespect to the democratic process, to the council chamber that Belfast City Council has, and to the electorate of Belfast. And that is why there are protocols in place regarding any filming in City Hall, and particularly in the council chamber, that it should not be abused for political purposes. And for Jada Franson, as the deputy leader of a political party based in England, to come to Belfast City Council, and for this covert recording to be created with the cooperation with enabled by a member of Belfast City Council, is a very serious matter and a very serious abuse of the privilege that Councillor Bunting has as a member of council. So she has abused the trust of the people of Belfast by using the council chamber for a narrow party political purpose.
But when you think of some of the things that have been said and done in that chamber down the years, is it that serious?
Well, the council chamber is the appropriate place for robust political debate. We will have agreement and disagreement on various matters, and that is the proper place within a democratic process for political debate to take place. But this was abusing the chamber, the Lord Mayor's chair, for a secret party political purpose, and that is forbidden. And she has ignored deliberately the protocol that are in place regarding recordings in the council chamber. A report has been ordered by the council chief executive I've spoken to her this morning about the complaints that have been received, and that will be brought to committee. And unfortunately, there may be consequences from this. Councillors previously have all recognised the sensitivity of the council chamber and have not abused the privilege that they have. But now that Councillor Bunting has abused that privilege, there could be consequences for us all about access to council chamber.
She did say, or she has said since, that she did not mean to be malicious and it was filmed on the spur of the moment. What do you expect to happen to Councillor Bunting as a result of any inquiry which she's prepared to cooperate with?
Yeah, well, I don't want to preempt the report that will be done. I mean, there may be grounds for her being reported to the Ombudsman for the abuse of privilege that's taken place and using the council chamber in that narrow political manner for secret recording. So we will see what follows from this, both for Councillor Bunting and for all members of council and for the public who may find there is reduced access to the council chamber because of this abuse. Unfortunately, we've already seen this week the harm that a thoughtlessly recorded video can cause. And sadly, we have another example now. And I don't think this was as spur of the moment as Councillor Bunting is now claiming. I mean, they took time to fetch one of the councillor robes and put it on. And it seemed a smooth enough recording that they had thought about what was going to be said. So it was premeditated and it was a deliberate abuse of that privilege.
Okay, Brian Kingston, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Frank.
Former Lord Mayor, member of the DUP, Brian Kingston. Is he overstating it? Are you entitled, if you are a guest, to sit there and, you know, do your tuppence worth into a video camera? Is it simply more serious or maybe more sinister because you feel that the person who's speaking is, or you realise the person who's speaking is facing court proceedings? Or indeed, is there an overreaction to a visitor to City Hall? You can let us know what you think. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. Your opinions are very welcome indeed, but I do emphasise that we will not under any circumstances allow you to talk about the pending court case. Nick's got a point. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Yes, Nick, what's on your mind?
I have to say I don't agree with Ms. Bunting's views on an awful lot of things, but I have to say I do think we're overreacting a little bit when it comes to hearing the opinions of others who we may not necessarily agree with.
I'm just going to interrupt you a second, Nick. Just your telephone seems to be down around your waistline as opposed to in your hand, but go ahead.
Sorry about that. No, I guess I just think that we're overreacting a little bit to the notion of hearing alternative viewpoints and different viewpoints. As I say, as much as I may disagree with Ms. Bunting and maybe the way she goes about getting it, I think we're in a situation in the UK at the moment where
are you riding a bicycle, Nick?
No, I'm not. I'm not driving. I'm parked at the side of the road, but...
Yeah. Just hold your telephone. Hold your telephone just for a moment or two. Just hold it steady at your ear so as I can hear what you're saying.
Is that any better?
Yeah. Are you holding it in the traditional way or are you talking into a loudspeaker?
No, I'm speaking just directly into it.
Okay, fire away.
Sorry about the bad reception, but as I say, I feel that there's maybe a tension around what we can and can't say at the moment, and maybe agitators like Ms. Bunting and the likes of Britain First are deliberately poking the fire with that one. And I do think that we should perhaps be a bit less precious about hearing different viewpoints, especially whenever we're talking about very serious issues that face the country. For example, Brexit or immigration or lack of opportunities or all of these things. We live at a time now where, in Scotland, for example, a man is facing trial because he taught his pug how to make silly jokes that have been considered offensive. So when you consider the concept of hate speech and the reality of, say, ridiculous trials such as that, well, ultimately, the concept of hate speech itself starts to look a little bit ridiculous, frankly.
However, people need to be protected, and there are many elements in society, many groups in society that are targeted. And you can be analytical, you can be critical, you can be political. There's a platform for all of that. But there is a line people cross. And if you are generating hate being directed towards an individual or a particular group, well, then the law has to protect that individual or those groups. I think Nick's phone's finally given up on him. Your opinions are very welcome. Good morning to you. It's 20 past nine.